I am here in studio. We're talking about remailing, and we're going to talk turkey with a man who's here in regular civilian clothes right now. But you may recognize George McKay if you see him in Plymouth. He has a giant turkey outfit. You didn't wear that today, but I know you have the turkey outfit with you in spirit. Thanks so much for joining us again today in studio.
Well, thank you very much, Christine. I enjoy being here.
Oh, you know, and I love the thank you for the lovely Thanksgiving card with the specialized remailing or postmark. That has the cornucopia on it, says Give Thanks, First Thanksgiving, Plymouth, and then it has Happy Thanksgiving on it. This is very impressive looking, and this is what you are trying to promote and let people know about. What does a remailing program entail, especially in Plymouth?
Well, they're very simple. They're done by a lot of towns around the United States where you have the town name and you can attach it to a certain holiday. The largest in the country is done by Santa Claus, Indiana, and they ask people to write out their greeting cards for the holidays, but instead of sticking it in the local mailbox, you mail it to the post office in Santa Claus, Indiana. They take your envelopes out of the package, and they put a special cancellation on it that says, this is from Santa Claus, Indiana. So the people you're sending your greeting card to not only get your greeting card with whatever special sentiment is in the card, but it comes from Santa Claus, Indiana. So several years ago, we started thinking about what we could do to promote Plymouth as the site of the first Thanksgiving. And this is one of the ways we're doing. Last year was the 400th anniversary of 1620, the first 1621, the first Thanksgiving. And so we're asking people to simply write out their greeting cards for the holidays, but instead of sticking them in the local mailbox, you give them to us, we take them to the Plymouth Post Office, and they put a special cancellation on them so that when the people get your greeting card, not only do they get your greeting card with whatever sentiment you have in the card, but it comes from Plymouth, Massachusetts, the site of the first Thanksgiving.
Excuse me, I'm getting choked up. It's a wonderful story. Does this cost anything extra?
Not for the individuals or the businesses that get involved. The individuals and businesses supply us with the envelopes or the letters or whatever mailing they're going to do, addressed with postage on it. We simply take that to the post office, and they put a special cancellation on it and then drop it in the mail. So it's a clerk at the post office that puts in her time and effort to get the special cancellation done. Of course, we pick them up at the drop-off or mail 2 points and process them through the postal service.
Hold on 1 second. Keep talking.
Okay. So anyway, last year we did very well. We exceeded our expectations. We had hopes that we would get about 10,000 pieces of mail involved in the program, and we actually got more than that, almost twice that amount. We got businesses involved, we got individuals involved, and it worked out very, very well. And this year we're trying to exceed those expectations.
So you said that last year was a very, very successful year. So what are you trying to do what are your goals for this year?
Well, we did 20,000 pieces last year, and I was hoping we could double that. But the path we're on is not quite going to get us there. And I think part of that is because this is not the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
This is a follow-on program commemorating Plymouth, Mass. As the site of the first Thanksgiving. So I think there's a little bit of a different tact we got to take. So anyway, I think, you know, my original expectation was in the 30,000 range, and, you know, we're going to struggle to get there. One of the things we do, though, is even though it's commemorating the Plymouth as the site of the first Thanksgiving, we extend the remailing program through about mid-December. So we get both Thanksgiving cards and some Christmas cards. And that extends the life of the program, gets the numbers a little bit up. The special postmark we put on the envelope simply says, Give Thanks, and it's a cornucopia. So it's kind of a bland presentation which covers both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And would you say you get more Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Well, at this point, it's more Thanksgiving, although this year I'm not sure. Might be an equal number.
Now, I wanted to ask you another question I had, too, was If you wanted to mail something, say, internationally, like you had a family member in another country, you want to send them one of the cards through this remailing program, is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. We had people who grew up in Canada. They happen to live in the United States. They want to mail to all their family in Canada, and that's fine. You just have to make sure you put enough postage on the envelope to get it where it needs to go.
So I still would have to, like, for instance, if I were mailing something to the to Ireland, for instance, right, I still need to put an international postage stamp on there, mail it to you, and then it would be taken from there.
That's correct.
Okay, so now, how late do people have? What are the deadlines to get things out so everybody can...
Okay, the deadline for getting them prior to Thanksgiving is now gone.
Yeah.
But we to get them in the hands of your friends, neighbors, and relatives by Christmas time, we need them by about the 15th of December. And if you're doing an overseas mailing, you probably need to get a little bit earlier than that.
Now, just a question. Now, of course, a lot of people locally have taken advantage of this program. Have you gotten any correspondence from far away looking to send out?
Well, that's a very good question, because last year we did, but I didn't keep track of it. So this year, in addition to the quantities, I'm keeping track of where we're receiving the information from, or the letters from, that we're doing the remailing. And I don't have this week's summary, but I did a summary last week, and as of last week, we had received letters for the remailing program for about 26 states.
Oh.
So part of the goal of this program is to make the remailing program a national program, not only for people in Plymouth mailing nationally and internationally, but also people within the 48 states mailing to us for redistribution. So we're pretty much on our way to that.
All right. And once again, walk us through the process, how you would take part in this remailing program.
Okay. To participate, it's very simple. You write out your greeting cards, mm-hmm. and instead of sticking them in the local mailbox, you send them to us at our drop-off point, which is the C. Plymouth office on North Street, number 4 North Street, Plymouth, Mass. We collect them every day. We open your packages. We take out the greeting cards that you have in the packages. We take them to the local post office down the street. And we tell the girl there, don't put the squiggly lines on there for a cancellation. Put our special give thanks cancellation. So it's very simple.
And just a quick follow-up question to that. If I wanted to, now we've been talking about postcards. If I wanted to have an entire package of something, like I was sending someone a gift over the mail, could I put that through the remailing?
You can put anything through.
All right.
For the special postmark. One of the things we concentrate on as we get towards the new year is we go to businesses and ask them if they're going to do mailings of calendars, put that in the system also. So their customers not only get a calendar with the name of the company on the inside of the calendar, but it's specifically postmarked from Plymouth, Massachusetts, the site of the first Thanksgiving. So that's a very good question.
All righty. Well, so thank you so much for joining us. Of course, a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and the best of luck with the remailing program. It's a fun little program, and I really hope that it continues to take off and people continue to take advantage of it. And I'm going to turn things back over to Christine James.
Thank you very much. I got so overwhelmed with this whole idea. Actually, I think it was the air freshener in here, but... Thank you so much for joining us today. I think this is a great program, and I think you're going to have a lot of people that want to participate in this. It's fun. It's such a great idea, and it really puts a nice highlight
on
the whole Plymouth area.
Well, it's a good family program. Mm-hmm. If I could just add one more thing. A lot of grandchildren get cards from their grandparents, and this is an opportunity for the grandchildren to pick out cards and send cards to their grandparents. So it is family fun.
What a great idea. Right. And again, thank you for the lovely card you sent me so I could see firsthand what a thrill it was, because I love getting nice cards in the mail, especially with this nice Plymouth remailing on it. Very nice, very festive. Again, George McKay, if people have a question, what's the best way to get
the best way to reach me is through my email, hgmckay8677@aol.com.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. We'll put this interview up online, too, so people can listen to it again. I'm Christine James, right here in studio back. Thank you, Dan. Sending it back to you right here on 95.9 WATD.